This analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola has been fact-checked. You. Story at a glance, July 13, 2023. JP Morgan Chase Bank informed me they are closing all of my business accounts, along with the personal accounts of my CEO, my CFO and their respective spouses and children. My CEO was informed his young children also will never be allowed to bank with Chase in the future. No reason for the decision was given, other than there was unexpected activity on an unspecified account. This is what the new social credit system looks like, and what every soul on the planet can expect from the central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, that are being rolled out. Go against the prevailing narrative of the day, and your financial life will be deleted. It's difficult enough trying to navigate this hurdle today. Once everything is digitized, cash eradicated and the social credit system completely integrated and automated, this kind of retaliatory action for wrong think could be a death sentence for some people. July 13, 2023, JP Morgan Chase Bank suddenly informed me they are closing all of my business accounts, both banking and investment accounts, along with the personal accounts of my CEO, my CFO and their respective spouses and children. No reason for the decision was given, other than there was unexpected activity on an unspecified account. The oldest of these accounts has been active for 18 years. Politically motivated harassment. This is what the new social credit system looks like, and what every soul on the planet can expect from the central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, that are being rolled out. Go against the prevailing narrative of the day, and your financial life will be deleted with the push of a button. It's difficult enough trying to navigate this hurdle today. Once everything is digitized, cash eradicated and the social credit system completely integrated and automated, this kind of retaliatory action for wrong think could be a death sentence for some people. My CFO, Amalia Legaspi, whose Chase accounts, including a joint account with her husband, were closed along with mine, is now struggling to figure out how to pay for her husband's healthcare in the Philippines. He's bedridden with dementia and is wholly dependent on her financial support, and she's not allowed to open another bank account in his name. I have to provide all the legal documentations, including notarized physician's affidavit from the Philippines, to prove that my husband is incapable of handling his finances and request the federal to directly deposit the pension to my own personal account. Legaspi told Florida's Voice. 1. Legaspi's son's account, which he's using to pay for college expenses, was also canceled. My CEO, Stephen Rai, believes his and his wife's accounts were shut down because of my opinions on COVID-19. He told Florida's Voice. 2. I believe they canceled all of the accounts because of Dr. Mercola's, our employer, opinions. He has carried a contradictory view throughout the COVID narrative and co-authored the best-selling book, The Truth About COVID-19, which exposed the likelihood that this virus was engineered in a laboratory funded by the NIH. In May 2023, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation specifically prohibiting financial institutions from denying or canceling services based on political or religious beliefs. 3. Apparently, Chase Bank is bowing to some other authority, and perhaps they refuse to cite a specific reason for the cancellation, for legal reasons, is because they know they're acting unlawfully. Generational punishment for wrong think. On top of closing the accounts of Rai and his wife, Rai also was told his young children will not be able to open accounts with Chase Bank. It's just hard to believe that your family, your wife, your kids can't have a bank account because of the opinions of your employer and they've never done anything wrong. We all have completely clear records. Rai told Florida's Voice. 4. In a voicemail reply, a Chase Bank representative told Rai the reason for closing his personal accounts and that of his wife could not be disclosed, for legal reasons. He was, however, told he could submit paperwork to have their accounts reconsidered. We are going to try because you're a good client of our institution, the representative said. While a common suggestion is to just go with a small bank, this is not an ideal solution for many companies, as small banks are getting destroyed and won't get bailouts. Even if a small local bank is FDIC insured, that only covers up to $250,000 of total deposits between all accounts. That amount would not cover a single payroll. As an online business, you also have requirements for payment gateways and merchant accounts, and cryptocurrency does not have the infrastructure or general acceptance to support most businesses. Chase Bank holds moral low ground. Mercola Market has more than 150 employees and thousands of vendors that farm, process, manufacture, distribute and manage the logistics of our business. Will the banks go after all of our employees? Will they start closing the accounts of our contractors? Will they go after our customers? Again, this is the social credit system in action. Just imagine how easy it will be to control people's expressions and actions once all currency is digital, centrally controlled and mandated. This could happen to anyone. My CFO and CEO are not me. They're not directly engaged in the dissemination of my views, and their spouses and children most certainly have nothing to do with my business or my views. Yet they're being punished too, merely because they're related to people who work for me. Imagine being retaliated against something your neighbor, your employer, a friend or some distant relative has said or done. That's our future, unless we all refuse to play along. It's crucial to reject CBDCs and to do everything in your power to not enter into that system. The life and freedom of your children and grandchildren depend on it. Your actions today will shape the future of your descendants, perhaps in perpetuity. In closing, let me remind you that if Chase Bank is trying to stand on some moral high ground, they can't. While they may think they're doing the world a favor by debanking so-called anti-vaxxers, they had no problem aiding and abetting child sex trafficking efforts by the likes of Jeffrey Epstein. They didn't cut ties with that notorious pedophile until a few months before his death. 5. A spokesperson for Chase told the Epoch Times 6 that most account closures are done for anti-money laundering or identity verification purposes. So, the grossly tainted proceeds from Epstein's disgusting ventures were good enough for JP Morgan Chase, but deposits from a business selling natural health products and organic food is at risk for money laundering and is bad for business. That's the moral and ethical ground Chase Bank is standing on,